433 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Leo M. Frank, 401. On the 27th day of April of this year, with force and arms, Leo M. Frank did unlawfully, and with malice aforethought, kill and murder one Mary Fagan by then, and there choking her, the said Mary Fagan, with a cord placed around her neck. To this charge, made by the bill of indictment found by the grand jury of this county recently impaneled, Leo M. Frank, the defendant, files a plea of not guilty. The charge is made by the bill of indictment on the one hand, and his plea of not guilty filed thereto form the issue. And you, gentlemen of the jury, have been selected, chosen, and sworn to try the truth of this issue. Leo M. Frank, the defendant, commences the trial of this issue with the presumption of innocence in his favor, and this presumption of innocence remains with him to shield and protect him until the state shall overcome it and remove it by evidence offered to you in your hearing and presence, sufficient in its strength and character to satisfy your minds beyond a reasonable doubt of his guilt of each and every material allegation made by the bill of indictment. I charge you, gentlemen, that all of the allegations of this indictment are material, and it is necessary for the state to satisfy you of their truth by evidence that convinces your minds beyond a reasonable doubt of his guilt before you would be authorized to find a verdict of guilty. You are not compelled to find, from the evidence, his guilt beyond any doubt, but beyond a reasonable doubt, such a doubt as grows out of the evidence in the case, or for the want of evidence, such a doubt as a reasonable and impartial man would entertain about matters of the highest importance to himself after all reasonable efforts to ascertain the truth. This does not mean a fanciful doubt, one conjured up by the jury, but a reasonable doubt. Gentlemen, this defendant is charged with murder. Murder is defined to be the unlawful killing of a human being, in the peace of the state, by a person of sound memory and discretion, with malice aforethought, either express or implied.